VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's parliamentary election is too close to call, exit polls say, as both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and challenger Benny Gantz claim wins. Correspondent Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Big drama. Blue and White is the largest party, and it's impossible to tell who will be the next prime minister, said the anchor on Channel 13 News, giving challenger Benny Gantz's Blue and White Party 37 seats to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 34 out of a total of 120 seats. Other exit polls had Gantz ahead by one seat or tied with Netanyahu. These are only exit polls, and the results could change once all the votes, especially those of Israeli soldiers, are counted.
Pending an upcoming hearing, the Israeli Attorney General says he plans to indict Netanyahu on bribery, fraud, and breach of trust charges. A man in the eastern U.S. state of Maryland near Washington, D.C., who's been accused in an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down people with a truck, has been ordered held without bond. Federal prosecutors argued in a court appearance Tuesday that there are no conditions under which 28-year-old Rundell Henry could be freed and be assured of returning for future court appearances, and that he represents a threat to the community. Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital Khartoum on Tuesday. At the same time, demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a fourth consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have been gathering since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year autocratic rule. 10,000 people gathered outside the military headquarters on Saturday. This is VOA News.